Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's too darn hot. It is too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and bitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and bitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up, the weather is sizzling hot. Mr. Pants, for romance is not. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. Why, according to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, why, a marine for his queen, why, a gob for his swab, a G.I. for that cutie pie is not. Did you hear me say it's too darn hot? It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. Too darn hot. It's hot. Don't you know that it's hot? It's too darn hot.
And now live from coast to coast, it's the Possum Hour theme.
Lot's got to be chaos. The Minister of Finance and Parking hasn't checked in yet. There he is. Don't worry. Just hand over your keys to the valet. Everything should be okey-doke. Welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. And may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of saddles, sores, and chaps. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You are listening to the home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays, it's Possum Hour. You're listening to us now. Yada, 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 yada. During the week, clobbering time with Ben J. Grimm, the ever-loving brown-eyed thing. And Friday, it's Friday Night Possum, right here on Earth. Yup, yada, yada, yada. You got that right, Dr. Cake. Yada, yada, yada. At this point, what do we have other than our yada, yada? You know what I mean? Think about it. Well, the phone lines will be open in a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, I'm not really sure what this is.
Chicken bone, ham bone, pork bone, beef bone, steak bone, shank bone, turkey bone, lamb bone, fish bone, goose bone, duck bone, veal bone.
Gum in a gas incinerator.
Orange peel, apple peel, lemon peel, banana peel, potato peel, pear peel, peach peel, plum peel.
Gum in a gas incinerator.
Eggshell, nutshell, shrimp shell, clam shell, lobster shell, oyster shell, scallop shell, mussel shell.
Gum in a gas incinerator.
Pea pod, bean pod, corn cob.
Gum.
Onion skin, chicken skin, grape skin.
Gum.
Prune pits, peach pits, olive pits, date pits.
Gum in a gas incinerator. Incinerator.
Beet green, turnip green, carrot green, mustard green, lettuce leaf, cabbage leaf, spinach leaf, tea leaf, cheese rind, bacon rind, melon rind, coffee grind.
Gum in a gas incinerator.
Tea bags, paper bags, gold mags, new mags.
Gum in a gas incinerator.
Boxes, cartons, papers, rags, wrappings, ribbons, strings, tags.
Gum, gum, gum in a gas incinerator. No smoke, no odor, not a sound.
Not a sound, not a sound, not a sound, not a sound.
I don't know what that was. Oh, that's our first caller, though.
Yeah, this here's Carl.
Carl, what's going on, man?
Well, I'm here on the floor of the Quicken Loans Arena in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio. Possum Hour corresponding to the 2016 Republican Convention. Be honest, it's pretty quiet for the first night of the political convention, if you ask me.
Jeez, I just don't have the heart to tell them, folks, you know?
Do what now?
Just make sure you bring me one of those Make America Great Again ball caps back with you, okay?
Alright, do you want the Yupong from China or the Alibaba from Pakistan?
Surprise me!
Well, till somebody shows up here in Cleveland, this here's Carl. Alright then.
Yeah. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
You Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sinister minister of finance and parking, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Hello, Commodore. Hello, Possums.
Good evening, my friend. Thank you for showing up, man.
My pre-show cigar went in overtime. It's raining here. You know how much I love to sit out on the porch with a cigar.
Oh, well, sure. It's just that at our age. At our age,
you show up late.
That's a red flag, man. Oh, geez. Who do I call?
If I'm not on Facebook for at least 8 hours or so, my sister thinks I'm dead.
Don't we all?
Or
anyway.
Or those are something heavy.
Say fellow Professor Gumber.
Where's our Did you see the big news today? I don't mean to not talk about stupid shit.
Yeah.
Find our... Excuse me. I was watching a little bit of the convention there earlier. It didn't start out so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kept booing every time they said Clinton's name. A good start.
They were outside protesting. They want Bernie.
Yeah.
They want Bernie.
Yeah, there's a lot of pissed off motherfuckers in Philadelphia today.
Yep.
And I don't blame them, man.
No.
You know? I mean, fuckers. No, the big news was that, pardon me, I had to cough. I just had to, damn it. The big news. Where's the big news music? Gumby.
Yeah.
This will now cease to mean guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance.
I was just thinking that.
The days are over, man. The heyday of guaranteed acceptance whole life insurance after more than 30 years. No more.
Go on, huh? No more.
I don't know why, man, but... Sure, the heirs of the Charles Schulz estate are taking a financial hit on that.
Old Sparky.
I was going to save that for the news, but I don't know why it came to mind there. Anyway, you can't always get what you want. That's
no.
Isn't that what the Trump's victory song was? I think Hillary ought to tap that one too, man. It suits them both. And Bernie.
Play that one.
That could be Bernie's fucking theme song,
the
man.
When they're not building a wall, they should play that. You can't always get what you want. Fucking wall.
$4 billion wall, man. Yeah, that's going to happen.
I hope you don't have it. You don't have this in the news, do you? That they're blaming the Russians for the email.
No. That's not interesting possum news, but that is interesting because, it's like, let's forget about the fact of what we just did here. Let's blame the Ruskies.
You know? Isn't that beauty?
Jeez. I wonder how many people are buying into that.
Bunch of Schmendricks running this Democratic Party, man.
Oh, this is so unfucking believable.
And that's the beauty of it. And that's the thing. I've been listening on and off all day. Everything they say now, in light of those emails, is like ironic.
Uh-huh.
You know? It's like you should have the laugh track going to these speeches, you know? And Hillary's integrity and honesty. Hey. You know. These are the jokes, folks.
They should have chefs yeah. and their dress guys.
I swear to Rudy. All right, well, let's blow something up. Oh, well, it's
yeah,
Possmeyer 2525.
That's right.
I'm sorry the lovely Reverend Wendy is not with us tonight because I think she requested this a long time ago. You know, this is huge. But what are you going to do on Possmeyer 2525, right?
Yeah, right you are.
All right. Let's blow it up.
It is safe to state that the grandchildren of some of the people in this theater will not be born on Earth.
In the year 2525,
no!
If man is still alive,
hello! Help!
If woman can survive,
whoa!
They may fall.
Ah! Ah! Hey, Mo!
Oh, my God.
In the year 3535,
pull the string.
Do you feel like we're about to run planets? Get ready. Here, ready.
Pork chop, collard greens, and potty pop. Candied yams, cornbread, and cabbage on the side. Yum, yum. Woo-hoo, yum, yum. Yeah. That's what my New Jersey baby's gonna fix for me when I get home. Pig feet, something sweet, red beans and potted meat, a five-layer banana cake makes everything all ready. Yum, yum. Woo-hoo, yum, yum. That's what my New Jersey baby's gonna fix for me when I get home. Oh yeah, you think she ain't but she is. And onion rings, Georgia peaches, cottage cheese, lettuce and whipped cream, yum yum. Woo, yum yum. Oh yeah. That's what my New Jersey baby's gonna fix for me when I get home. Uh huh. French fries, black eyed, boiled corn and chicken thighs, gumbo, rice pudding, and buttermilk and fine, yum yum. That's what my New Jersey baby's gonna fix for me when I get home. She's gonna fix us when I get home. So look out, baby, here I come. And just keep them pots on. I'm gonna be licking my fingers and thumbs. So look out, baby.
Hey. Yes, yum, yum.
That was
so groovy, baby. Yeah.
He knows what yum yums are.
Yeah. What else we got?
I need some marijuana.
That's a classic. Well, this one.
Let me tell you, I'm going to park my ball. First ball, they don't get a shit.
And
oh, yeah!
There you go.
Can't go wrong with DG.
He's my neighbor. Lives right down the street. Tourette's guy.
Oh, man.
I was Tourette's guy this morning, though. I woke up and had Pete on the floor. Oh, Bob Saget! Stepped in the pee again. He's getting old, man. Sad state of affairs. I know. What are you going to do? Poor old dog.
It's going to be out soon.
Although it would help if he didn't. Well, I mean, it would help if he didn't laugh at me while I was mopping it up.
Now that's sinister.
You know. shit. Yeah, the other thing that I thought was interesting, I wanted to talk about it Friday, and John Oliver picked it up in his show Sunday night. Was that our good governor John Kasich was offered the vice presidency by Mr. Trump. And he got an offer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how he turned this down. He said, you'll be. The story is his son called their people, you know, their people called it. They said, we'll put you in charge of domestic policy and foreign policy. Be the most powerful vice president ever. That's pretty much everything, right? And the punchline, this is not made up. The punchline is, they said, what's Donald Trump going to do? He's going to make America great again. That's what they said.
You could bank on it.
So, look for that at a theater or drive-in near you, man.
Well,
one of these motherfuckers is going to be the leader of the free world, baby. Ain't that a hole in the
president.
Boat?
Maddle president.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was thinking about it last night, dude.
Yeah.
Vegas odds are way in Hillary's favor.
Yeah.
It'd be worth putting a C note on that, man. I'm thinking that. I want to make a wager to you, my friend. This is just like in that, remember that Three Stooges movie, the Hoi Polloi, the classic.
What happened?
Two millionaire guys, they get together, and one guy says, "It's environment. No, it's heredity. And they use the same plot in Trading Places years later with which. What's this fuck? The guy that wrote it. I never seen that Stooges flick before in my life. I swear to God, he said that. Dipshit. Murders Vic Morrow and then lies about the Stooges. What a piece of shit. What's that guy's name? Crotch Cassidy. Whatever. Anyway, I want to make a wager with you, sir. $1.
$1.
We're not taking the Vegas odds, just one against one, even up odds. I'm taking Donald Trump. I'm not saying I'm voting for him. I'm saying I think he's going to win. What do you think? You're going to take that bet?
I'll take that bet.
And you're putting your dollar on Hillary Clinton?
Yes, I am.
All right. You guys are our witnesses. The virtual shake. Now, if a third party candidate wins, free automobiles for the entire Possum Lounge. How about that? Yeah! That's why you come to Possum Hour. Come on, man. Let me get some love for that.
There you go.
Oh, yeah! Fuck yeah, man. All right, cool. So it's settled.
Tonight's episode, For the Love of God.
Oh, God.
You got that right, Jack. All right. Ah, it's the Possum Lounge. What a great-looking group of humans we have tonight.
Fine crowd, too.
There's Daddy G.
Daddy G.
Now, there's a rumor. It might be a conspiracy theory, even. I think I heard it from one of them Bernie or Bust guys. But he told me every Saturday on Blog Talk Radio, Daddy G has a program. Got anything on that?
Got nothing on that.
Oh, yeah. 9 o'clock Eastern time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it ring a bell?
Daddy G. Yeah.
One Night with Daddy G. That's it. That's it. Starzan. They dance in the, it's a rumor, yeah. It's a rumor. It is not a rumor. It's a truma. And we all know what trumors are. Those are rumors that are true.
Trumors. Yeah, it's right.
A rumor
show
is
on
false. Yeah, yeah, a rumor is a false rumor, and a trumor is a true rumor. There you go. All right. And, of course, it would not be a show without... getting cotton mouth right as I'm about to say, Dr. Cake!
Dr. Cake? Does she have a show on Blog Talk Radio?
Yes, she does. Every Saturday night at 9, it's called A Night with Dr. Cake.
A Night with Dr. Cake.
And it comes to you live from the igloo just west of Saskatchewan.
Okay.
But it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake, so for crying out loud.
No.
Don't give up on us, baby. Hey, have we ever blown that up? Come on. Woo.
Write it down. Write it down.
Snopes is reliable sometimes, but they are biased. Everybody's biased, though.
Yeah.
Nobody's not biased. I think Jeebus was not biased, but that's... it's really tough to get a hold of, especially when you're like, can you judge this beauty contest, Jeebus? Kind of busy, you know. All right, we continue. Speaking of northern unbiased citizens, it's Ford Prefect.
Ford!
Yay, it's what we call a phantom of from the fringe.
Yes.
Formerly known as the artist. The possum formerly known as Phantom.
Those are the days.
That's a long time ago. You can actually hear his voice in the ancient archives. Yeah?
Great.
Ancient art. Ooh, back.
Oh, yeah.
We coaxed him into coming on the old show. Well, we had that pretty little co-host guy, too. Hey, speaking of which, Roger Ailes got canned from Fox News for pinching too many tushies. I mean, God damn, that's like softcore porn. Their news lineup, the babes they got reading news.
Oh,
on
yeah.
Them? Oh, chimney Christmas.
I better put that on now. What the hell am I watching 17 for?
They always got a babe on there. All right. Speaking of babes, there's Getting for USA.
Getting for USA.
He's a patriotic. He gets me... feeling proud of my country and stuff.
He's pinching tushes in the
I thought you were going to say he's pinching a loaf. See where my mind is. There's guest 3657.
3657.
Who actually is pinching a loaf, ladies and gentlemen. And there's Maggie C.
Maggie
first
C.
in love, first and in peace.
She's
first in the Possum Lounge. And not pinching a loaf. No.
And she has her own time zone.
Maggie C zone. The Maggie C zone, yeah. I dig. And they're out of the heat wave up there. That's so cool, man.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, literally.
Music ran out.
That was funny. That was one of them jokes that Leonard Pence Garnell would have been rolling on. Or no, who's the guy? Bennett Cerf. Bennett Cerf would have been.
Oh, Bennett Cerf.
He'd have been slapping his thigh. Alrighty. Hey, as other people's eyes, our good pal. It's been too long, and I think I'm going to the. I got to mail something to somebody else tomorrow. I think I'm going to mail your shit tomorrow, dude. The award is coming.
Yes.
Look for it in a theater or drive-in near you. No, no, in your mailbox.
Yes.
So, yeah, good to have you with us, sir.
Oh.
All righty.
That's nice.
And there he is. Hi, Bob. Okay.
Oh, Porky.
Porcupine Bob.
Yes. He takes care of the cottonmouth.
Gotta watch that with the gin and tonics. That's why I made this one really light, man. You know? Didn't play around with the on-air drunkenness there too much. And speaking of on-air drunkenness,
and
there
remember
he is. How
Murph,
many years?
Murph had to leave it.
What do we got? I forgot to mention, Daddy G's, what, 20? What did he say, 21-year anniversary
21,
of sobriety?
21 years. Yep.
21 years of sobriety. What do you got going, Gumby? What are you working on, Bob?
I'm 17.
Damn, I remember you telling me 10, not just the other day. I'll be coming up on 5 for the butts. My anniversary.
Good.
So.
Good for you.
You got to beat your demons, bruh. One way or another. All right. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
The most erudite, eclectic collection of units on the interwebs.
Ain't that
this particular moment. The Possum Lounge! Oh, yeah.
Yep. Cool. Now we got him.
And Commodore.
Oh, Decker. Yes, your super host, Commodore Decker. I make four of these. Four times.
I'm not going to dock you for that one because, like, you're the only co-host I have left, dude. You know.
You know what? You know what threw me off? You know what distracted me? I was trying to think of how I was going to spend my dollar.
Yeah, I know. You think. But I don't know, man. I think weirdness can, you
know. It's a capulia, capulia!
Well, the entire thing is sick. It's been fixed since the giddy-up.
The Republicans know how to fix. Well, I don't know if the Republicans. Yeah.
They're the same party. They're the same party. Trust me on that.
Yeah.
They're in cahoots. Like I said before, the Republican Party right now is the Washington Senators playing the Harlem Globetrotters.
The Washington Generals, yeah.
Yeah, Generals, that's it. Washington Generals, there you go.
They won once, though, man. And then we had the Twin Towers blow up. See what happened then. That one time.
Well, that's why they're the fall guy now. They're Republicans.
Well, the thing is
guy.
About okay.
They're the black guy.
If you want to keep talking about these jackasses, Trump doesn't scare me as much as Hillary does, man.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
I mean, she's a loose cannon. She's bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
Trump don't give a shit about nothing but Trump. So they're just going to put him in a room with some, you know, mobiles and play toys, and then somebody else is going to run the country. And I, you know, who knows what their agenda is? But it was the jerk from the Bush guys. It's the known known or the unknown known. That guy from the Pentagon, Secretary of Defense. The known or the unknown known. The known or the known known, unknown known. So I don't know.
And there you have it. There you have it.
I'm voting for
Vinny
Barbarino.
We're going to survive, kids. Don't panic. We're going to survive.
It's not, it's
not death and destruction.
No.
But, you know, somebody's going down, believe it, man. I was reading one, and I know this, it was on a subversive website, but they were claiming that this FBI guy was scared off by the shit they found in the Clinton Foundation papers, you know, and information. Everybody's in there, man. You know, they got shit on everybody. Everybody.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Trump's calling Bernie a pussy now, but come on, man. He doesn't want his house to burn down. I don't know.
And I still think the Clintons killed Malty. We haven't heard that.
Well, I read that on another one. There was that's more than a rumor. That's a conspiracy theory now. The liquor man may have been whacked by the Clintons.
See that? Don't fuck with us possums.
Yeah. Well, you ready for a quickie?
Yeah, lay a quickie on us.
I don't know. We played some pretty weird shit on this program. This is up there, dude. I did a little enhancing. We're gonna have Art Paul Schlosser, ladies and gentlemen, right after this word from our sponsor.
You are listening to the Tut Tut Tuttle Cottage Cheese theme song, played on a theremin. Are there any other questions?
Bill Cosby spiel, take one.
Hey, I'm Phil. I'm Bill Cosby's friend. Well, I didn't do all those things with all those women. Like Bill did. I'm a single guy. Hey, what are you? I'm big. You like them big? I've got big. Yeah, I love Joe Pudding. I put it all over my body. I'm fed up. I put it all over my body, baby. I'm big. Like chocolate pudding. How about vanilla? Can you say butterscotch? Jello pudding. And I'm running for president. I'm hey, I'm famous.
Amazing, man. It's amazing that he writes gems like that. And he
not to be fair, I added the background music. That was from the soundtrack of the Fat Albert cartoon. It was a little too loud. You couldn't really hear everything Art Paul was saying in his rant. But the spiel, I'm sorry, it was not a rant. It was a spiel.
You got the difference. You got the gist. You know? I heard pudding in there.
I hope he's not mad that I did that, but just he needed that. I thought it needed something, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, they're doing that. They're remixing classics now, so it should be an honor.
I sampled.
Yeah.
Junior Samples sampled.
Uh-huh.
Didn't he?
It's a Decker mix.
Who started that? Junior Samples. All right. Tee hee, aren't we witty? I mean,
Meanwhile, Rome is burning.
I wonder where TT is. I guess his PC screwed up.
Yeah, it's crazy town tonight, man.
Well, anyway, we got the 3 minutes coming up. That's what I'm looking for. That's what we're all here for.
I'm digging this background here, man.
It is pretty cool.
Everybody listen real hard.
You better listen. And listen hard.
Thank you very hard. As Derek
Thank
would
you very
say.
Hard. All right, let's get to it. Like a Band-Aid. Rip that puppy right off. Yes! Once again, it's time for 3 minutes. Never to get back. The award-winning portion of our program where we ask the musical question, what the fuck?
The crowd's going wild.
Well, I hope we haven't done this one before. But I think we skipped it. That's true. Give me the high sign if we've done this before, and then we'll veer off. I have a backup. But I don't think we've done this. Either way. Oh, Ford was slow and he missed. The democracy's dying. 3 minutes. When we get back.
I thought I'd go down to a little whorehouse on the other side of town. My spirits were low and my passion was high. I needed a trick to lay down. The music was loud and so was the crowd, and dense smoke filled the place. I called for a beer to build up some cheer, and you'll never believe what I faced. There were asses and balls with grunts and catcalls coming from every direction. With all of the yelling, I started swelling and got myself an erection. Now I'd gone in there for some pussy, but all of the pussy was took. And everybody was fucking, and I had to sit there and look. Everybody was fucking with me. Everybody was having some fun. Here I sat in misery, because everybody was fucking with me. The bartender was screwing the barmaid, keeping time with the music machine. And old Charlie Brown had Sally Lou down in a position that I'd never seen. And little Grunt the Runt was doing his thing with big fat Fannie Mae. And even Reverend Bob was doing a job on a sweet little bitch named Kate. And old Hook the Crook was laying a gal on a table made of food. It damn near scared me half to death when I got a look at it too. And they were playing a game called Tiger. Man, that game was neat. He'd moan and howl and she'd fart and growl, and then he'd throw her the meat. Everybody was fucking with me. Everybody was having some fun. There I sat in misery, because everybody was fucking with me. Now all at once I heard a scream, and you won't believe what I found. Old Dangerous Dan had shot his load, and the doggone bed broke down. And I gazed a little further, and saw to my surprise, the chief of police was getting the peace right before my very eyes. I wanted a piece of pussy so bad I was about to go berserk. I saw asses pumping, and my nuts were starting to hurt. My hormones were having a spasm. There was fire burning in my crotch.
Everybody was having orgasms, and all I could do was watch. Everybody was fucking but me. Everybody was having some fun. There I sat in misery, because everybody was fucking but me. Now I've told my story, and brother, it's no lie, I'll never go back to that fucking place, and here's the reason why. Everybody was fucking but me. Everybody was having some fun. There I sat in misery, because everybody was fucking but me. Man, nobody paid any attention to me. It was all hooked up and hung up. And there I sat, a hard on. I mean, brother, a bona fide gut man. All 4 inches of that sucker sticking straight up. So hard a cat couldn't scratch it. I felt like a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is...
Yes.
Man, I was flipping around looking at morning news for some reason. And they had on NBC, the Today Show, NBC, they had a story on The Price is Right.
Yeah.
Which is a game show on CBS. You know? The fuck, man? You got nothing better to talk about than fucking Price is Right?
Well,
it's
a story.
I mean, it'd be one thing if it was their network and they were promoting their own show. You know, who gives a flying fuck about The Price is Right?
I know I don't.
I'm glad it's on every day because, you know, people in nursing homes need something to watch. But for crying out loud, it's not a story. And it's nice to see Drew got a legit job finally, you know.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, them models on there. Bah, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
I haven't seen that in ages.
Oh, they,
I haven't seen
I flipped,
that since Bob Barker.
No. I was watching the story today, and they had this one blonde. Holy Magoo, she's got a pair of legs.
Yeah?
Oof. And then this other gal was real pretty, but didn't know. You could tell she didn't know how to walk right.
Where did you see them walking?
Well, she like walked over to the other prize and looked. She like walked like a dude. It's like, oh,
probably
wait
won.
A minute. The illusion has been she's gorgeous, but. This isn't new. See, again, we're doing a story on Price is Right. It's not news. Chinese woman getting mauled by a tiger. Now that's news, right?
Oh,
am I right or am I right? Everybody saw that, right?
Oh.
I was on the news. I saw that in the morning, and then flipped past in the afternoon. They were showing it again.
I saw a picture of it. I don't think I see the video.
Yeah. Tiger sent out for Chinese, man.
Oh, man.
Man, come on, you dumbass. That's like, they don't have a lot of rules in that park. Yeah, exactly, Bob. Rule number one, stay the fuck in your car, man.
Well, did I ever tell you the story when I went through Six Flags?
Uh-oh.
Yep, we were
Let's
in
go.
Two different cars. My buddy was in one car and I was in the other, and we were drinking all fucking day. And we were going through the safari park. I was sitting in the one car thinking, oh, I got to take a nasty test. Oh, I hope Diggs has to. I said, I hope Diggs has to. And we're driving through the Lions section there, and Diggs tries to get out of the car. My buddy tries to get out of the car. They get over the PA system. Please get back in your car. He's like, come on, you got these Lions all doped up. When we made it out of there and went to the parking lot, man, we made a lake.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I like my hallway this morning when I woke up. Lake Ted.
I don't miss that with my drinking.
Anyway, I hope they don't shoot the Tigers, man. You know? Shoot those people's parents for raising idiots.
They are all doped up, though. Otherwise, they'd be just attacking cars. Well, apparently, this one wasn't all that doped up.
No, this one was hungry, apparently.
Yeah.
So the worst part was the second the lady gets out of the car, then the cat drags her off. The guy goes after, and then this other lady gets out. Well, the other lady got killed, man.
Thanks,
trying to save the first lady. Yeah. The first lady, I think, was really fucked up, but I think she survived, so. Who knows? It's a wacky world, dude.
Uh-huh.
All right. In Amherst, Massachusetts, the fire department evacuated an apartment complex on Wednesday. Yeah, it'll be last week, Wednesday last week, due to a nasty smell coming from one of the units. Well, they saw what appeared to be chemicals cooking on a stove, you know, thinking, oh, holy crap, it's the meth lab or something, you know, they call it a hazmat. I don't know if this is one of Crumb's brothers, but turns out the guy was cooking urine. Yeah, according to police, it was distilled urine. Using it for unspecified medical purposes. And then they go on to say there's an alternative urine therapy. I went through that when I was raising two young boys. Let me tell you about urine therapy. Hanging out loud. You get them guys potty trained, you're like, oh my God. The smell of urine is now gone. But it includes drinking your pee and massaging it into your skin and come on.
Well, I had bad acne when I was in high school. I remember waiting
for
a bus and some lady walked up to me and said, you know what's good for that? Baby pee. You got one baby pee. And she goes, and if you don't have a baby, they say you can use your own.
What do you do? Get a peed-in diaper and then smash it? Like, give it a schmuggy? Schmuggy it all over your mush?
I'll live with the pimples, lady. Thank you very much.
Yeah, should have ended on the pee story, man. This one's sad, man.
It's Derek and Kay were talking about that one.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Well, in Southern Cal, okay, this a gruesome discovery. Buyer of this home, $430,000 for this palace.
Yeah.
And they move in, and there's like a dead guy in it.
Oh.
Yeah. And the previous tenant had killed her boyfriend. Salvador Orifas, I hope. 84. Well, he's got an orifice now, that knife wound. I don't know whatever. Murray Caracas, 75, killed him. So anyway, she's wearing an orange jumpsuit now, and good for her.
Well, where was the dead guy? How come the realtors didn't see this or anything?
He was wrapped up in a blanket or something in the guest room, you know, just. That's the thing. How did the realtor show in the place? Like, man, over here, I don't know what that lumpy thing on the guest bed is, but
got
very spacious
right
closets.
Yeah, it's got very spacious closet, a lot of closet space in here. You're a fool to pass. And look at the view. Just look at the view. That was the thing. They had a good view. They didn't notice the corpse. It
well, they had to stand, you know, stand on top of the corpse to look out the window. There's a nice view.
Hey, man. Well, all right. I got the World of Science real quick. Where's their science music? Here we go. The World of Science, ladies and gentlemen. Would you like to hear the loudest sound in the world? Or no, I want to hear the loudest sound in the world, some young 5-year-old asked in this, this blog or whatever this is. And he said, "Nah, dude, you don't want to hear that." He said the loudest thing they could think of that ever happened was August 27th. That would be 1 month and 2 days from now, but in 1883. Rancher in Australia heard the sound of sounded like two shots from a rifle, the Krakatoa blowing up. So I guess volcanoes are like the loudest fucking thing on Earth. When those things blow, boom. Yeah. I can't imagine it would be a bigger kaboom than a nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
But according to Mr. Science.
That's interesting, because I never picked it. Well, we see it, but you never hear it, you know?
Well, you kind of underestimate volcanoes sometimes. Yeah. Them things are badass motherfuckers, man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not kid stuff. Hey, G.T. Yeah. Trenton's here, ladies and germs.
G.T. Trenton.
Hey, T.
Got his PC working.
Most excellent, sir. Good to have you with us. All right, and finally, this guy.
That's everything.
Oh, man. Batavia, New York. Bail was set at $5,000 after firefighters responded to an apartment fire.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they found a dead cat in Darren Anavi's oven.
Oh.
42 years old, yeah. He was cooking the cat.
Oh, geez.
And maybe he didn't have a battery in his smoke alarm, and place on fire. You want to see the guy's mug?
You got to see the guy's mug.
That makes the story. Putting the link in the chat. Here's the guy's mug shot. But anyway, this is the cat cooking guy. What a piece of shit, man.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Poor cat indeed, Dr. King. I'm completely sympathetic to that poor, poor feline.
I like scrape pros. I'm not going to
shoot
a guy if I scrape pros.
I don't know. Maybe he'd be a good vice president. I don't know. All right. Well, that's the end.
Don't stop me.
That's going down.
Back to our show.
There we go.
So you'd think. Yeah, so you would think. Well, this is a good one here. There you go.
Ah!
All right.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah. I'm looking for a cover of that. And,
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. GP's mom's birthday.
Oh, there you
go. She's hot, dude.
That's right. Got a birthday thing?
I got a birthday wish. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, GT's mom.
With sprinkles.
With sprinkles and cheese. All righty. Run with the show. I think Bernie's probably on now, man.
He is. He's been yelling and screaming. I don't know what the hell he's going on about.
I hope he gives him a rash of shit. This is a swan song.
He was only in the election to get people excited and to get people to go out and vote to feed the illusion of democracy. That was the only reason he was in the race.
You're such
the only reason.
But part of me agrees.
The Koch brothers didn't want him in it.
No, they didn't. I don't know though. I think in reality he knew that the car. I mean, what the fuck's he gonna do?
Yeah.
You know, they ganged up on him, man.
Yes, they did. Poor Bernie.
Yeah. That's the last election cycle, I remember, I was all into Ron Paul. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
The media conspired to leave his name out every time. Nobody. Ron Paul's running? Huh. Who's Bernie Sanders? This is getting old, man, you know?
It is.
It's like, what
it
the
is.
Fuck, man? Why do they do this to pop? They don't want a populist candidate to win presidency like that. I don't know. Well, he had a good influence on the thing. One way or the other. I guess.
The thing is, they've been throwing us for years, but they were doing it cleverly. Now they're just blatantly treating us like we're
idiots. Well, I think the emperor has no clothes now. Neither of the parties. Both parties have been exposed as, you know.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Basically. Man, enough of that shit. What do you want to do? We could dance, man.
Okay. Let's do some dancing.
We
on
dance
a Monday.
On a Monday. There's no law that says you can't dance on a Monday.
In fact, we should all dance right. on a Monday.
Dag nabbit, let's dance.
I have no objection to the twist as such, but it does represent some kind of change in our standards. What has happened to our concepts of beauty and decency and morality?
Give me that soup.
Thank you.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Man, I was digging that.
They were Popeyeing at the Democratic Convention, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was the highlight.
Especially the Bernie or Bust guys. They were really dancing. I'm going to watch that later, but, man, I know how they feel. I have a question for you
there, Commodore.
I bought a fucking T-shirt, dude. What?
What kind of pornographic pictures did you put in the slideshow that they're not showing up?
Well,
or is it just my computer?
No, they're not showing up. I put that one of the Steve Buscemi yoga pants on there.
Oh yeah.
Been going around. Did you see that? That
yeah,
might have been it. Not sure. But, yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. There was also, I think the gal's in a bikini.
Woo!
It's like one of those James Bond things, and she's got lights, you know, psychedelic lights. That might be it, but neither of them are naked.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not showing up on Twitter either, so
no.
I don't think it has anything to do with the pictures.
No, I went in and edited it. I went back in and edited, and it had just blank squares where I put the pictures. So I got rid of those and put the pictures back in. But apparently,
it's PCR.
I'm just glad I got the clocks, man. I had to like debug for about a half hour till I got the damn countdown clock.
You got to debug it. How often do you debug it? Just before every show?
Yeah. Oh, now that's the ritual now. I have to get on early and start debugging the damn switchboard. So, yeah, it's boring. It's a pain in the ass, man. You know. Crying out loud. What's with the debugging?
Right.
You want to do a mini nifty or a quickie or something? Or, I don't know. We've got all kinds of stuff.
Nifty?
Let's save the nifty. Yeah, because let's save it for when Minnie shows.
I want to hear Popeye again. Popeye.
You want to keep doing the Popeye? Let's see if I got anything we can Popeye to. All right. Looks like it has possibilities.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
It's a possum bonus. And Popeye, if you want them. And
Popeye.
You want to do the Froog? Free to do that. Unity, the theme of tonight's show.
Well, my baby gave a party the other night. The party was getting dead. I spied a piano in the corner, looked at my baby and said, baby, let me bang your box. Baby, let me bang your box. Baby, let me bang your bop. Baby, let me bang your bop. fun. Baby, let me play your 88. Gonna play till the whole house rocks. I've been playing piano, large and small, but you got the best piano of all. I played everyone in the neighborhood. I never played a one that sounds so good. I got a shuffle, a backbeat, a boogie-woogie too. But when I play my jelly roll, you won't know what to do. Oh, baby, let me bang your box. Baby, let me bang your box. Baby, let me play your 88. Gonna play till the whole house rocks.
Darn kicky there, man.
Filthy.
Well, yeah, that was filthy, wasn't it? You got filthy? Dirty, filthy, dirty, isn't it? Dirty.
Every time I hear the word filthy, I think of Grimmy.
Filthy, dirty.
Carter
mode.
Yes.
God bless Frank Sutton.
Let's play our Possum National Anthem.
Yes.
One more.
Kinky.
All right.
I'm
going
to have to
here?
Put the Fredonia flag up on my cover.
It kind of looks like, doesn't it kind of look like the Nazi flag a little bit, though?
I think there was
going
around
Sylvania's
the
Nazi flag. Fly Sylvania's flag. False flag. Well, they're all false flags anymore. But I'm Chi.
False flag.
Hey,
isn't that Arizona?
I'll be here all week. False flag and you name it. I just reading. This is the anniversary where they Dimebag Darrell bought it at the.
I haven't heard that name
Villa.
In a long time. Yeah.
Right here in town.
No,
I just know one of the bouncers out there, yeah. This guy's a bouncer, right? He's like 5'9" or 10". You okay, Ted? I don't want him to pee in. All right, buddy. About 5, he's not a tall guy, but he weighed like 300 pounds, like huge. And, he looked big. He was, he just looked big. You think, oh, man, this guy's, like, really strong. But he's, like, the weakest guy ever,
That's it.
he could, like, we'd be carrying stuff, loading stuff up. He'd be, like, carrying, like, a little manila folder. And he'd put it over there. He didn't do much heavy lifting. But now, having been fat, I understand where he's coming from, man. Fat is a burden. Anyway, we've been joined by Apple Cheeks Alice. In the
Weird
Al.
Yeah.
Weird Al.
I think as
cool.
a penalty for being late, she should call in and sing out with us. That's what I think.
There you go. We need somebody to call in one of these days.
Uh-huh.
We get Minnie Nifty, but, it's in a high voice would be a nice change of pace. That's what I'm thinking.
That's right. We still have a pumpkin. Now we have a yodel or two.
Yodel's coming up. Yodel. We better get to yodeling. Commence to yodeling. Ted's yodeling, as a matter of fact. Yeah. No.
It's a yodel.
No, dude. You're not getting a second treat.
It is not happening tonight. Think about that when you go to pee this morning. On the floor. All right. Luckily, I bought a whole pack of a new sock, so I'm cool.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. That is a dollar store.
No, man, I quit getting dollar store socks, man. They're not worth it. It's worth the extra $5 to go to the Target.
My toenails stay through the finest socks. I got to get them.
Oh, that's right. You got them funky Fu Manchu toenails.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's see how they yodel.
Oily, 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 oh, oily, oh, oily, 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 oily,
oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily,
oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, oily, then yodel your blues away. Have you ever had the blues in the morning when you've wakened with the dawn's early light? Have you ever had the blues in the evening when the sun has gone to bed for the night? Now if the blues come round to your doorstep and act as though they'd like to stay, just grab an old guitar and sit down by the fire and yodel your blues away. Have you ever had an ache in your heartstring? Have you ever had the blues in your mind? Have you ever had a gal who was faithless, who turned you down for one of her own kind? Now if you've had these troubles, I'll tell you a thing for you to do right away. Just grab an old guitar and sit down by the fire and yodel your blues away.
Yahoo!
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Oh, wow.
That's a double.
Oh.
And we should go triple for this because look who stayed for the whole yodel. Ladies and gentlemen, G.T. Trenton stayed for the yodel tonight. Now I know his mom has a crush on me.
Actually, now I know his PC's not working.
Hey, yeah.
That was fun. That was a good yodel.
How much time
we got? Why did he go with the rock and roll with yodeling? Like
I know. He abandoned the yodel, and then he became a manic depressive after he took up rock and roll. Man, it's just sad.
That's it. Yeah.
Sad. But you have that.
Yeah, it's the Beatles. The Beatles were influenced by him, so maybe they could have been a yodel band if he had stayed with the yodel.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. The British Invasion could have been a whole.
whole other thing.
The whole world would have been different. We would have had a good, trustworthy government.
I can, you know, and Ringo would have probably been the lead singer then, you know, in that case.
Yeah, that's right.
Paul Capiota. They'd be singing Bach up.
I can see that.
Man, who's your messiah now, Mr. McCartney, huh? You'll be carrying Ringo's baggage now.
This would have been a much nicer world if the Beatles had been to a Yodel band. I feel it in my bones.
And then Yoko, you know, that might have turned out better. I bet she could yodel. In fact, I know she's. There's this one Frank Zappa thing. I know she's yodeling in that. It's got it. I have to listen back. Nah, we can't play Yoko because, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Strange
yeah.
things happen when you.
That's been proven.
Bad juju. It's time tested, man. All right, we better get the fuck out of town, man. Because
pull the plug.
We're burning daylight, as they say.
I got my water.
We're burning daylight. I've got what's left of my second gin and tonic. I'd like to thank everyone for coming. Even those that came in their pants. Yeah, you see what I bought, kid. Yeah. Well, feel the burn. Feel the burn. And there's ointment and salve in the lobby if you're feeling the burn, by the way.
And don't worry, kids, we're going to survive.
Hell in a handbasket. Hell in a handbasket. Gin and tonic.
Water.
I say Donald Trump is going to be the next president of the United States.
Nope. But you are wrong, sir.
I am going to. When I get that dollar in my hands, I will snap it. You know how you snap it? Snap it. I'll snap it on the air. And I'll say. Well, thank you, old Bean. I guess you're right. It is heredity. Ahoy, polloi. Thanks for coming, everybody. You rock.
Visit Granada. Water.
Gin and tonic, but we got to roll. I got the transporter all warmed up. We're going to make a break for it. So, thanks for coming. Everything goes right. Knocking on wood. We'll be back Friday. Thanks for hanging out, GT, and then the rest of the gang, of course.
Fun time.
We got to roll, man. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
Word.
Do. we all need. We were born to love one another. We must be what we're going to be. And what we have to be is free. Love is understanding. We gotta be free.
Beat your brains in. I think I will. All right, break it up.
What does he think I am, an imbecile?
There it is. Man, I missed it by like 10 seconds. Oh, well.
3
pressed the Bernie button.
On. I like it.
I ought to beat your brains in. I think I will.
You know, it's kind of Trump's kind of like Mo for president, and I think that's what the appeal is. Like electing Mo. You know? Why you? He's riffing today, and the thing is now it's like, well, no, you think he's gonna change his act and become all presidential and shit? Nah.
No, he can't.
He's out there today. He's off the cuff. He's like, I did the teleprompter thing, but I like speaking off the cuff here. Hillary Rodham Clinton. Why doesn't she use that middle name anymore? Hillary Rotten Clinton. Hillary Rotten Clinton. Hillary Rotten Clinton. It's like it's just like the guy on the playground. You know.
Yeah, it's sophomoric humor, kids.
And I don't know if I'd related that one about my buddy saying it was reminding him of this guy we grew up with, Billy. You know, and I said, yeah, he does. That's good. Now, would you vote for Billy to be president of the playground, or would you vote for Doug? Because of course, I don't want to use their last names, but. Doug, if you invoke the last name of Doug, it's guys 5 years ahead of us, 5 classes ahead of us knew of this guy because he was the best athlete and the smartest guy ever. I don't know why he's not running for president. Man, he'd be a damn good president. Yeah, well. He was pretty much de facto president of the playground, so... sometimes in life things do work out the way you want them, but other times.
I know.
Yeah, I saw this coming, man, but it still sucks, you know. Hard pill. Not a hard pill to swallow. But it's just like, man, wouldn't that have been cool if he just said, "Fuck you guys, I'm running third party." Took all his fucking delegates and left in a fucking parade. But this is the real world.
Oh, no.
He wants his children to wake up tomorrow morning. CO2 problem won't happen, hopefully.
All right. That's a fucked up world.
I know. It's fucked. It's, what is it? Hell in a handbasket. All right.
I like what the biographer was saying about Trump.
Oh, geez, the guy that wrote his book.
Yeah.
He's a sociopath. Sociopath. He goes, I'm not even sure he's read the thing.
He has the attention span of a 6-year-old.
Well, who was that? I don't know. Somebody was talking about his infantile behavior, and it is kind of funny. But at least he's funny. You know, Hillary not funny. You know, I can't even think of funny things to say, you know, to joke about her.
That's like, right. She's too evil.
Like, joke. Say, like, how many good Darth Vader jokes do you know? And I'm really, off the top of my head.
I know. I know editorial cartoonists are wishing Trump wins. They got a lot of material.
Yeah. Well, Hillary too, though. It's the only the first day of the damn convention, and she's already got a fucking brand new scandal. Come on. Clintons and scandal hand in hand, and they're always innocent, and they never remember anything.
Oh, no.
They're really bad memories, but they never do wrong things. I believe that. All my. Did you see her talking? They were on 60 Minutes. I saw a clip from 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
It's her and her running mate, Tim Kaine or whatever that. And they go, well, what about this email scandal? She's like, hey. She gives that look where the surprise look. Oh, jeez. I had no idea that Debbie White.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and you know what? I was born yesterday. Thank you very much.
They should whitewash this entire election and just start all over again.
Start the fuck up. Redo.
Redo.
I like
we
the way you're
redo.
Thinking there.
That's what people should be protesting. They should have signs saying
we
want to redo.
Redo. Redo. Redo. Redo.
We want a do-over. Do over. All you can do is laugh and dance, people, just dance.
Man, I think she's gonna lose though. I was thinking about it last night. And I'm thinking you've almost got me convinced that it's all in the bag. But
they want you to think that. They want it to look like a very close race.
Yeah, makes it more exciting.
Yeah,
you're correct.
It's not going to happen.
All right.
In fact, I wouldn't doubt it if Trump wins for a few, for like 30 minutes. And then they come up with a brand
just
new,
to add to the
you
drama.
Know,
yeah.
Another hanging chance thing. That wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think it's worth risking a whole dollar.
Indeed.
See if it's heredity or environment. Fix is probably in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, shall we kick Tommy to
awaken
the leader of the band?
A wiser fellow than myself once said, sometimes you eat the bar, and sometimes the bar while he eats you.
That one was for you, Bernie.
Yep.
Done bar, done ate you tonight. I don't know. I'm going to look at the speech soon. It's all over, baby blue. All right. Well, have your Schadenfreude, man. I woke up in the shittiest mood, too, today.
Really?
And I unfriended somebody, like, first thing.
Oh, shit.
This guy tags me in his fucking thing, and, like, we were in an argument, like, a year ago.
Okay.
And it was a very heated argument over, he thought Andrew McCutcheon sucked.
Okay.
Stupid fucking argument. But I'm like, you son of a bitch, look. You're a goddamn troll, dude. He's a fucking all-star. He's playing at a hometown discount. Shut the fuck up. Well, we finally decided, you know, he'd unfriended. Well, there's one guy involved in the argument. He's already dead. He died. He tagged him, too. He tagged the dead guy. I don't think he knows he died because that guy probably blocked him already. And something where, because McCutcheon's having a really shitty year, so they're moving him down in the order, and he's like, I thought this out. Like, fuck you. What did I say? I enjoy your Schadenfreude. Why don't you do the Buccos a favor and root for the Yankees? And then I said, unfriend.
block.
Oh, Christ.
You're done. Fuck you. I don't need negative vibes, man.
No, you do not.
You know?
You're the Commodore.
Give a cut you a break, you know, instead of taking them on. Root them on. Give them a how do you do. Slap on the back, man. I don't know.
Oh.
Don't lay that shit on me first thing in the morning, man. If I've just stepped in pee, you know, it's... Not good. All right, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
What do I got? What do I got? Do I got... I'll do that.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.